When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody, all of you. Today, I'm joined by the magical Tom Hamlet, half of Dumpster Dive Podcast. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to talk Drag Race with you because you are a Drag Race. You're friends with the queens. Are in the world.
Yeah, I have intel. I have some BTS info on this episode. We'll get to it when we get to the info that I have when we get there. But.
What a tease.
I know. I'm gonna tease you guys because it's more towards the end, but I have some boots on the ground that are really good.
That's sexy. I love that. You know, because I only found out, I think, last season that they film for the actual finale, they film both people winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, because... I have questions. Like, okay. do they know? Oh, dang it. Now the cat's gone again.
Do they
know that who did win, like, for real?
No. Like, no one knows who won until, like, we found out with the queens last night who won. So they film. So the reason this all.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
The history behind this is season 3. Reddit leaked that Raja had won season 3, like, before the show had even aired. And that was, like, the. Like Drag Race's first sort of like
major leak
scandal, but just like a leak that was like that really pissed off production.
I don't blame them.
So starting season 4, they began doing the live finales with multiple endings. So they would film the top three. Like in that time, the top three, there was not a lip sync for the crown, so it was just like the top three each did a number.
Yeah.
Winner. So they would film three. Ending starting season 4 with Sharon Needles, Fifi, and who was the third? Oh, Chad. Yeah. So okay. Like starting then they filmed multiple endings, but then they do that for everything that Drag Race does. At least I don't know about the international seasons, but US All-Stars and US regular, the queens find out in time like who won. They obviously know who goes to the final two, but
I think it's so funny that they film. They're like, okay, now it's your turn to pretend you won.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's, like, they do, like, the whole thing. Like, the families are crying, like...
But, like, I thought, you think, like, how can they muster up emotion like that when they don't know that they won? But at the same time, like, you're in the moment. Like,
oh, yeah.
The ball is standing in front of you. You're imagining the idea of you winning. Like, I would probably get beclempt, you know?
Oh, no. One, I completely agree. I just think it's funny that then they're like, okay, reset back to one. Dry your tears, get like, over it, family, because we don't know yet. And then like they do it all over again with the other person.
Yeah.
I think that's fucking hilarious.
No, it is.
That's so drag. It's so camp.
Well, this year was the first year that they filmed. I don't know why. I've heard a couple different things. I don't know if it was like a production issue or if it was I've heard some rumors that they're over leaks again, so like they didn't want to they wanted to film the live finale. They filmed this in August.
Of last year.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they filmed the finale in August of last year, so that's my understanding. They filmed it like a little bit after they filmed it, like a couple months after they filmed the show. And because they used to do in the past like 10 seasons, they've done these like live finales with all the queens there. But because there's so many people there that like sign really loose NDAs, I think they didn't want. They just like are tired of people leaking that like Asia O'Hara's butterflies died or Sasha Velour pulled flowers out of her hat or like
I hate leaks. I really do.
I'm not interested in reading like what's happening.
The whole point is watching it in real time with everyone, the way it was edited. Like that's the experience I want. I hate a spoiler like that.
I know. Like you would never watch a scripted show and be like, read what happens at the final episode before it aired.
Yeah, exactly. You that's know? Very frustrating. Well, okay, that's, you're going to have all the tea for me because, like, you know all the ins and outs. This is so fun because I always have so many questions about how they capture things. So I was telling Tom before we logged on that I had an issue with my Philo account and it cut me off of the lip sync Lollapalooza from last week because I just hadn't had a chance to watch it. And so I didn't, I only got up to, so my favorite part so far of what I saw was Q picks Megami to lip sync against and Megami destroys her.
Also, I don't, and okay, Emily and I don't do drag. Let's just like get that out of the way. Like we're not drag queens. We could not do half as good as any of these. Yeah. No. That being said, when you see a look and you're like, oh my God, what is that? I just don't understand. Like some Q is swing so big that sometimes it's so good. Like her look on this finale episode was unbelievable. That blue, oh my God, stunning. But her lip sync look, she was like S&M slutty little Bo Peep. I'm like, what is happening?
That was exactly her look too. Let me go through the queens. Did you like Q? Q was my enemy.
She wasn't my enemy. I had a different enemy, but
I want to know your enemy. Okay. Who was your enemy?
My you know, the one that she bothered me was Dawn. Because she
Why did I know you were gonna say Dawn?
I just found her to be so shady, under the table shady, but like she coats it in like a smile. And I'm like, wait, you're kind of like the mean one though.
I get what you're saying about Dawn. I appreciated Dawn though, and for some reason I didn't clock it like that, but I could understand experiencing her like that.
Yeah,
I can understand that.
She wasn't my
thought Q was the, like, you know how like Plain Jane was the obvious TV villain and Q was
the real villain. Yeah, Q.
The way Q said to Safira that she didn't deserve that win, and then she doubled down in the workroom the next day. I was like, you are my mortal enemy now. But and then like that week, didn't she do poorly? Because that's what happens.
Yeah. But also like it's a competition and like opinions are objective and they just decided Safira should win. Like it's not a reflection on you. I think her point during that she wasn't saying is like she pulled out all the stops. She told her full story that episode. I think she expected to get the luxury treatment that episode.
That's what I said too. It's like, oh, so she thought she told that story. She opened up about that. That's my ticket. But
I remember that episode. I was like, I don't find her.
Oh, thank you for saying it. I don't find her funny at all.
So I was confused. I guess I was confused why then she was upset that she didn't win when I found Safira much more funny, even though she slipped up on a word. Who
that
cares?
Was so like, stupid. The way they
on live performance, people mess up.
Thank you. The way they tried to be like, ooh, like after she kind of fumbled a little bit and they made it seem like, oh my God, what is she going to do now? Then she just recovered. I'm like, so can we stop like refer? It's a very simple thing. It happens all the time. Like if you can't recover from that, stop.
I agree.
Let me see if there's anyone in the chat. Hi, chat. I haven't even said hi to you yet. They said, hi, Tom.
Wait,
happy 420.
I usually do.
Oh, my God. It's 420?
It is. I didn't get high yet today. I'm planning.
Uh-oh. Tom just X'd himself out accidentally. He'll be back. Don't you worry. He'll log right back in, guys. But while I'm here, let me see. I'm like, I knew it. What did you do?
No, I can't see the chat. So I clicked log in because I was like, maybe that's why. And then it brought me.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, the guests can't see it. So if Kendrick wants to see the chat, he has to go like to YouTube to look it up.
I'll do that.
It's very annoying. But hi, everyone in the chat. Hi, Callie. Hi, Jasmine. Hi, Kelly Cal. Okay.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Jasmine goes, Tom realized it was 420 and left.
You know, that's true. I was like, I got to go light up.
You're like, that's right, it is. Goodbye. Bye. I gotta go. Other queens what other queens were you like in love with this season?
I'm obsessed with Morphine.
Oh yeah, me too.
She's just fun. She's like good old there's something about her that feels like good old-fashioned Drag Race. Like she's like good TV. She doesn't take herself too seriously. She's down to fight. She's
That fun workroom sparring that she was doing with the dancer. She was just living for it. I agree. And she's so stunning.
Beautiful. She looked, this reunion, finale, she looked unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And what I saw, her lip sync was incredible too. I did get to see her lip sync in the Lollapalooza thingy.
Which one?
The first one she did against, who was she up against?
Oh, she was up against...
I can't even see them because it was like so unnecessary. Oh, Geneva?
Yeah, it was Geneva Carr, yeah.
Yeah, and I find Geneva Carr to be very basic. I call her Pot de Bourré because she's always like, Pot de Bourré, Pot de Bourré. I'm like, girl...
I mean, I've been to some drag shows in Texas and that is kind of the vibe. They just like kick and twirl for 4 minutes straight, which they like...
Kick and twirl.
But at a bar, it's kind of fun to see the bitch kick and twirl for four. Like, we went to the Rose. If you ever go to Dallas, go to the Rose Room. It's this, it's the top level of S4, which is this huge gay club in Dallas. And the top
level. Rose Room, you said?
Yeah, Rose Room. And it's like a theater, essentially. Okay. And their drag queens are on residency there. So there's like six of them on residency that perform there like five nights a week.
Mm-hmm. Love
and
it.
The shows are amazing, but they just put on like a 7 minute like extended mix of It's Not Right, But It's Okay, and just do shablams every like
shablams. It's like Maya is like that type of queen where
it's very similar. It's just like
you'll never get over that. Real life, that's just like that's all you want. You're like, right. Oh my god, trick on it's trick fun. On trick on trick on trick. Yes, absolutely.
But Morphine has the New York City, she reminds me of Monet a little bit and Bob and how they pace lip syncs. Like they don't like go all out at the top. Like there's a arc to like what she's gonna do. Like she never starts it with a kick flip. Like she starts it in this subtle way and you're like, I wonder what's gonna happen. Safira is like that too.
Yes. I do love that. And also Morphine did that like slow split hold.
Like, it's fun. I don't see people do that really often.
No, because it's a very difficult thing for a performer to be still. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get nervous, it's hard to be still. But like, if you can do it, it's powerful. If you do it right, oh, she's great. I love Morphine. Morphine looked incredible in that lip sync. Who else was on your top? How did you actually, maybe I'll just ask this. How did you feel about Plasma?
So I am a musical theater girl at heart. I went to school for musical theater. I know tons of, I'm an ex-MT, I would say. Like I'm not involved in musical theater anymore, but I understand why the MT girlies can be annoying, but I didn't find Plasma annoying. I think she's very talented. I really liked her.
I felt the same way. I feel like Plasma kind of has that same issue where it's just like a musical theater person has that kind of like try hard, whatever. But her, I'm sorry, that was one of the best performances we've ever seen in a musical.
She was amazing. She really was. She's a workhorse. Like you can tell.
And that was incredible.
She's also really funny. She's kind of like amazing at reading, which is, you don't really see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
In the first episode, and I believe it's in the Untucked episode of the season, Blaine is coming for a mandatory meeting. And she says to Plain Jane, she says, okay, mama, make sure to untangle your bracelet from your arm hairs.
That's right.
Before you come for me, untangle your bracelet from your arm hairs, okay? Which I was like, that is a hilarious read on this man in the dress.
No, I could totally see Plasma. Like Plasma has like that, like, you know, old school, like kind of comic read.
Yeah, going on. Like Don Rickles.
I could tell Plasma was one of those queens that it was going to take off as just being on the show.
Yeah.
What is your take on a mandatory meeting?
I think she's great. I think she's like a baby queen. Is going to like grow into herself even more.
You think she'll grow into it?
Yeah, totally. And she's also getting to live her true self as a trans woman now. That happened like while the show was airing.
That'll probably switch everything up.
Yeah, she's probably just going to get better and continue to. She's new at drag. So
you're very nice to the queens. I forget that you're going to be nice to the queens. I'm pretty sad. No,
I don't like Dawn. I literally talked about how much I dislike Dawn.
Just barely. Like we already went to Geneva Carr. I feel like Hershey LaCour is also going to be one of those queens that she just needed to get on the show to get some money, get some sponsors, get some hookups, and then she could like up her drag a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I can see her being like a fun host in a bar.
That's kind of, like, yeah.
I don't really know if I want to buy a ticket to the Hershey LaCour show, but.
Oh yeah, no, I don't even see her doing that. What about Megami?
Well, you didn't watch the Lollapalooza.
Mm-mm. I didn't get to see her second performance.
Well, do you want it spoiled or do you want?
Yes, spoil it. Spoil it all.
Megami goes all the way to the end of the Lollapalooza. She lip syncs like 5 times and crushes every single lip sync. It's between her and Morphine at the end. And she's amazing. And I called that she was better than everyone was giving her credit for when they did that girl group challenge, because she wrote all the girls' verses and she helped choreograph it. And I think she's a star. I just think she was nervous to be on TV a little bit. So there was some nerves happening. And also
there were a lot of nerves happening. I felt like she got in her own head. Remember, she became like impossible to work with.
Yeah, but that's also the show telling us that. And like, I don't know. She was the surprise for me that I ended up really liking. But it's,
okay. I love a comeback. So if I can watch her like shine, because I'm sorry, when Q picked Megami thinking that was the easy choice, and then Megami turned it out, I was like, oh, okay. So there's something in there. I'm all for that.
Yeah. No, she kills the last episode.
What about Mirage?
I really liked Mirage in the beginning, and then I can't quite figure out where she's at. Okay. I
get that.
Obsessed with her lip sync. Her lip sync Lollapalooza performances weren't awesome to me. I don't know.
Okay.
It's okay. I was listening to
one note.
I was listening to Bob and Sibling Rivalry, and they were talking about Amanda and Mirage. Like, if the music was off, like they would be doing the same
stuff,
shit.
Formulaic, like the same routine,
Right. Which, listen, I can't do any of that. So who am I to say? But like at the same time, I that's why I appreciate people like Megami and Morphine and Safira who listen to the song and like let the lyrics and the music inform how they're going to perform it.
Totally. What about Nymphia Wind?
I really like her.
Yeah.
The banana stuff was like, I was kind of losing steam on it towards the end, but
yeah, no, that was getting old.
I loved this banana reveal look she had on the finale. It was beautiful.
We'll get to the finale. What about Plain Jane? What were your thoughts on Plain throughout the season?
Beginning, did not like her. I thought she was too mean, but then as it went on, I found her to be pretty funny and I like her. I think she's a good reality TV personality and
fully agree. I think that's exactly what she's good at. She's really good for reality TV.
And she's stunning. I'm like, her makeup is beautiful.
See, I disagree. I can't stand her makeup.
Oh my God. She is like Womana to me. She's like,
no, I want it to be more Morphine, but then she like goes almost there. I don't know. I don't connect to her makeup.
Oh, wow. I really love it.
How do you feel about Tsunami Muse?
Meh.
Yeah, I know. Just a sweetheart. Like, she's that's about
lovely.
It.
Totally lovely, yeah.
Like, just an absolute love.
She's always like, she's like, I'm giving fashion. And I'm like, are you giving me fashion? I don't know. Maybe I'm dumb. I don't know. It just is not always giving what I think.
No, she's another one. She's another one who could come back for All Stars and do better because she needed like.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Oh, wow. Really?
I just like, what is she going to do? I guess I don't understand what she does.
Who would you want to see back from this season to do an All Stars?
Morphine, Plain.
Absolutely.
Megami.
Megami for sure. Megami needs to come back. If she can rock it like that. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, who else?
Plasma.
I mean, we'll get there, but Safira apparently, because she didn't win.
Yeah. Now, how did you go into the finale? Were you team Safira?
Yes, team, yeah. I was fully Team Saphira.
Fully Team Saphira too, because overall, as a queen overall, and honestly, the older Black queens almost never ever win. It's a really weird trend.
But also, she's not even that old. Do you know how old she is?
How old is she?
She's like 34.
What's 34?
Yes,
she reads 50.
44 or 50. I understand. No, she is like my age.
I'm 40. I would have thought she was older than me.
You're 40?
Yes, I just turned 40 in February.
Wait, shut up. I did not know that. I thought you were my age. I think you're like 33.
Nope.
Damn.
40 years old, honey.
Stunning.
Well, you know, that's a lot of work that goes into that. I've been getting Botox since I was 29 years old.
I'm going to start my journey soon, I think.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. Yeah, I just got the lips done. I'm going to now be getting those done at all times.
Yeah, the lips are a slippery slope for me. I think they scare me a little bit.
They scared me too. And when I first got them done, I was like, I've made a huge mistake. Mm-hmm. This is too much.
You're looking for them to settle.
You gotta wait like 10 full days, if not 2 weeks, and then it says.
Because mm-hmm. at first, you're like, I'm full Lisa Rinna, Taylor Armstrong.
Oh, no. I've gotten cheek filler once before, and I wanted to go back and redo that. So I got cheek filler, and like they call it ocular filler, which is like right under the eye.
I want to get, okay, let's, we're going to get up.
This is so fun.
I'm going to get filler here mm-hmm. on the sides. Because mm-hmm. I hear it pulls here. So you get a little bag. Because I do get, this is going to be an issue eventually.
Yeah. But and I will say that that's exactly what it does. It just kind of, it pulls it up.
Yeah.
But also even when you get Botox, it can kind of do that a little bit too. Like it just kind of tightens everything.
Yeah, I just want to get rid of, I just like feel like I need.
Because I feel like with, because here's my advice for the filler. I waited a while to do filler because I was just doing Botox for, and Botox does more than people realize in terms of like kind of lifting things. That's what I start to notice when it would start to fade. But when I turned 40, I was like, oh, I'm doing the works. Like, I don't fucking care. But with filler, my girl does a really gentle, light touch. But even still, that shit was so swollen that I thought I looked like Lisa Rinna when she went to that fashion show.
No, I heard that the filler swells and you're like, yeah.
Yeah. And like, it doesn't swell to the point where you're like, oh, this is obviously swollen. You just assume like that's what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
So there was a week period where I was like, I'm never going to be able to talk to people again. Like this is 6 months. I'm going to be fucked. Then it all settled. And I was like, never mind. No wonder people do this. But it's so easy to go overboard. That's why I have a great person who would never do that to me.
Yeah.
Which proves that if you want to go overboard, like some quack doctor who injects you is the problem because no one should allow it.
I know, but I think people.
They want the.
Go, well, no, but I think people go to. If someone says no, people? They'll just keep going until they find someone who says yes.
Like they shop around. I mean, that's actually true.
I mean, that's the intel I have from watching a show called Botch. I don't know if you've heard of it. Oh. Usually when they're like full deep in, they're like, oh, I go to doctors all over because like, no. And a lot of people just say no to them. So they're just like, go until they find someone.
Because it's like, it's disgusting for me to do that. Like, no, I don't want to do that to you.
No.
No.
Because it's like, it's like tattoos. Like, it's their work is on you. So like, you are a billboard for their work. If your work is bad, then you just now have bad advertising out there in the world.
That's also why, because I never post my Botox. I've been going to her for like almost a decade, and I never post like her, tag her or anything. And so the last time I went to her, I was like, let me tag you. Like, let me shout you out, girl. And at first, when the work wasn't looking good, I was like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But now that it's settled, like I went out last night and all my friends hadn't seen me like up close. And they were like, Emily, it looks amazing. I'm like, I know. I just stare at my lips all the time.
Wait, you need to send me a picture. I need to like see the before after.
Oh, I don't have a before after. I should ask them. I know I am far from the camera because I have it set up so that if the cats were here and they were for a second.
No, I like the setup. I do.
Oh, thanks. I do. I enjoyed it. But yeah, so I'll send you a photo.
Yeah.
I'm telling everyone to get their lips done now. I'm like, everyone just go get lip filler. One of my many phases during COVID was being a drop shipper. And I learned all about how to run an e-commerce business. And I said, this is hard. So if you are an e-commerce business owner, you can relate to the amount of work that goes into it. And you probably want to optimize your workflow and reduce your costs, especially with shipping. I had no idea shipping was so expensive. I'm usually the consumer. But in order to break a profit, you have got to find good, affordable shipping. But it also has to be reliable. Otherwise, you're going to get all kinds of bad reviews. It's not easy. So ShipStation has an easy-to-use dashboard. You can automate shipping tasks. You can manage orders. You can print labels. But then the other part that's ideal is you can save thousands on shipping costs because you get discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, USPS. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So that says everything you need to know. You can also scale your business and reduce warehouse costs because ShipStation's reliable enterprise solutions does that for you. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code SheSpeaks to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code SheSpeaks. I have a quality problem, and this is a problem I wouldn't trade for anything. And that is, I've lost some weight and most of my clothes don't fit. So I have a problem to solve, and I'm putting that in quotes because honestly, couldn't be happier, but I need to now get a bunch of clothes that fit me. And so I'm loving Quince because Quince gives you luxury essentials at affordable prices. Like I got this purse here. This purse is so well made. It's so fab. Now, I know that this is a one size fits all situation, but literally this purse has become my entire personality and I just want to show it off whenever I can. But I've also gotten a Mongolian cashmere sweater for $50. And I've got my eye on some silk tops. Also, they've got jewelry, 14 karat gold jewelry. And this is how Quince can price things so affordably. They partner directly with top factories. So that cuts out the middleman. They give those savings to us. And here's the most important part of this is that Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/shespeaks for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/shespeaks to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/shespeaks. Okay, back to this. So both of us were Team Safira going in. As soon as that final performance started, I went, uh-oh. Because we hadn't seen Nymphia do a lip sync.
Okay, but my hot take on this is that I was with my partner Brian and my sister. We were watching together last night. And we were all kind of like, she did 5,000 things in the first, 20 seconds. I didn't really wrap my mind around what it was she did.
I just didn't like Safira's choice.
Oh, but see, I liked Safira's
with the vampire choice. Teeth.
I don't know. So okay, well, are we talking about the final?
Yeah, we'll go into the fan. Yeah.
So one of my very close friends and my ex roommate, he is he works in fashion and then designs a lot of gowns for the queens, and he designed Safira's 1980s DragCon 1980s look that they loved. He designed
The best one.
No, so he designed that, and he also designed her lip sync for the crown outfit, this massive blue gown into that blue reveal he made just in his New York City apartment. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, he's killing it.
No, but I'm so sorry. Let's go. I need to go back to he designed that 80s working lady. That thing was I still think about it.
Yeah, he designed that. He also designed Safira's Dr. Evil look too, where she took the wig off and it was
Wow, your friend is incredibly talented.
Yes, everyone go follow him. It's Fashion Trash is his Instagram handle.
Normal Fashion Trash?
I believe there's three N's or something. It's okay. Fashion. Let me just look it up. It's like,
yeah, because I think we all need to see. I need to see this person.
Fashion. Oh, no. It's two R's. Fashion trash, but there's two R's.
Okay, I'm looking right now. Fashion. Oopsies. Wait, Meta did some update. What is this now?
I know that it's the AI. It's like an AI search engine.
Yeah, I don't like that. Okay, I'm following. Fashion trash with two R's. Gerald.
Yep, that's him.
I'm following now because I'm now like.
He also designed this amazing, for everyone who's like at home, this amazing look for Robin Fierce last season that she didn't end up getting to wear. I'm obsessed with it.
No, this man is so fucking talented. This man needs to blow up already.
Well, it's happening. It's slowly but surely happening. I mean, he's designing. It's not a big deal, but he is working on things that will be seen on your television again soon.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that because
the work is coming in for him, which we're very happy for. He's also designed a lot of stuff for the girls on the Work the World tour too. They're like,
okay,
looks so.
And that's not easy to design shit like that because there's other things to factor in besides walking down a runway. You know, you have to be factoring in performance and stuff.
No, it's a lot. I don't know how he is. When we lived together, he would just make gowns for himself to just wear to like see, just like to practice.
Oh my God, I would love he had like a YouTube channel where you could watch him like make designs because I love this shit.
It's funny. I don't remember how he would just sketch while we would like sit on the couch and watch shows. And then he would just find a sketch that he really liked and just kind of bring it to life. But he also works with a lot of queens in the city too, which is how he first got his start doing that. And he also designs wigs too.
Wow, what a talent. Okay, I'm so happy I'm following.
During COVID, we would just like wear wigs while we did shit because he would just make these wigs just out of boredom. Yeah,
that's amazing.
We quarantined together. He was like my roommate at the time of COVID. So,
well, that's a fun person to quarantine with.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we had a good time.
That's hysterical. So he designed the... Now, look, I get what you're saying about Nymphia's performance, but Nymphia...
Like, literally the first 10 seconds, she unzipped, the balloons came out.
Unzipped balloons, flipped into the...
Right, and we didn't get a second to sit with the fact that she was like a boba tea, which I thought was so cute. She was like boba tea bottle. I'm like, can we just sit with this for a second and like look how cool it is? I don't know.
No, it's hard too because Safira was wearing a darker color next to a lighter color. And it's always your eye just kind of naturally goes towards the lighter color. It always happens. Mm-hmm. But Nymphia also gave us a headstand into a split. Like she gave us more than I ever thought Nymphia could do. I had no idea. Even Nymphia's opening number, which I thought the song was kind of shitty. I thought Safira's opening number was the absolute best.
By far. There's no lip sync for the crown. She had won it just in that moment.
It was like, who is this person? Like it was that alone should have been the winning performance. But if we're going to go just about the final performance, the hard thing is in my heart was like, just make it Safira because of her overall performance throughout the whole season. And just how that would, I mean, here I am thinking this woman is like 50 years old. Okay. This woman is 34 years old. I'm like, she's like, you know, my mama. It's crazy. Well,
but to me, like from a production side of things for the show, in my mind, like Safira had a beginning, middle, end of the story. Like, I don't think we need to see, this is not a read. It's just like, I don't think we need to see anything more of her. She brought an amazing package to drag.
Agreed. And she auditioned 11 times.
Yeah. She has a great story about getting to the show. She's a seasoned queen and she would be a great, you know, winner to have in the pantheon. But, you know, here we are. Nymphia's amazing. I just thought Nymphia didn't have a compelling story to me throughout the season. Like,
yep. I agree. That's sort of why when they were announcing the winner, I was like, as much as I know Nymphia's final performance was, I'm going to say it was better in terms of just there was so much going on and she executed it well. The overall season from Safira, that was a winner. That was a winner. She came in a winner. And if auditioning is so hard for this show and to do it 11 times. So she watches the show. Clearly she's a huge fan of the show. And we just haven't had and I keep calling her an older black queen. She's not much older, but doesn't she just feel like
she has a motherly presence to her? Like she feels nurturing. Like I understand. Yes. Yeah.
And we don't usually have that. Like Rue does tend to go towards the younger queens. So now Nymphia is going to be the one you know, running around advocating as the winner or whatever. And that could have just been Safira. And I'm just, it's, we really missed out on having Safira be the winner.
But honestly, like if she goes into an All-Stars, like she's going to the end of it. Like, and like she's amazing. I don't think you've seen the last of her, and I think she'll probably win a show, whatever it is. And maybe honestly, Rue is like,
I got other plans for you.
Yeah, like I love, you can tell Rue loves working with her. They have very good banter. Safira also appears very relaxed around RuPaul. I would be like shitting my pants. And so I think there's also that factor. Like they're probably, Rue's probably like, I think I want to like do another show with her because like she's fun to work off of.
I like that idea because I agree when they were doing their little photo shoots, you know, for their book covers, Rue was having the time of her life with Safira.
Yep.
And I agree. I love seeing, and Safira, I'm sorry, like, let's just talk about the book and how she leans into the slew foot of it all. And what she said was so great. She goes, you know, at first I was a little embarrassed that they were calling me out for it, but then I realized it endeared them to me. And so I'm going to just embrace it. And I was like, well, that was brilliant. And yeah, so
it's very
and Rue loved that. Like you have won Rue over forever if you can just lean into something like that so that she can laugh along with you.
Right. Because like the queens that when the judges are reading you in a funny, like a fun, funny way, if you're taking it personally, like it's not working. Like what they're trying to do is like recognize the thing. Like for instance, with Heidi in Closet, every time she would come on the stage, they would be like, Rue would be like, you have the worst name in drag. I've never heard a worse drag name than Heidi in Closet. What does it mean? And then like the whole season, they had a fun banter of like, are you going to change your name? Come on. And Heidi like played with her about changing it and then didn't. And like, that's fun. Like, or queens that have bad makeup and like just lean into the fact that they're like, I'm not a makeup girl. Like there's a queen on UK this past season. What was her name? Kate Butch. And she had, her makeup was god awful, but she was so funny. And she just like joked about it in every judging. She was like, it was just so, but they like that. They want to know someone who's willing to like have banter with them, but when you shut down when they read you for things, I think really like starts to disconnect.
No, that really is like the deal breaker for them, because there's, you know, it's the kikiing that they want to do on the show. That's what like kind of bonds the cast and makes a season special.
Yeah.
So if they can connect with you on that, I thought Plain had a hard time with the, I think Plain thought that she was having fun with the teasing, but I think that Plain actually does have a hard time when it comes back at her and doesn't know how to spar.
I agree. Like she doesn't. Yeah, I agree. She doesn't have a good she doesn't have a good rapport like with people. Like she just comes out of the gate strong at them.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So with the finale, of course, the opening number is a RuPaul song. With choreo, with queens doing all the things around. I can't believe RuPaul still makes us watch these performances, because the queens in the audience have to always like give their life. Like, yes, I'm like, RuPaul, you are literally just stepping on the stage side to side while the dancers move around you. And then you like kind of walk over to one side of the stage and then you kind of walk over to the middle.
We have to pay our respects. This woman has been in heels in drag for like 50 years. Like,
exactly.
Let her stroll around the stage.
Stroll. I wouldn't even fine. We'll give her a strut. T.S. Madison is looking more and more gorgeous every time.
Yes.
What's she doing?
I don't know.
She's doing something. I can't tell if she got like a nose something or a, because whatever she's doing.
She's got that Beyonce money because of being on Renaissance. So I feel like she's investing in her body as Morphine would do.
No, because she looks so good. Like every time she comes on, I'm like, I don't know what else you did, but oh, girl. Did Nymphia become suddenly like the best dancer ever? Because her opening routine, I was like, oh shit, okay, girl.
I disagree with you. I think she's flexible, so she can do tricks, but I don't think she has like a lot of musicality in her.
Oh no, okay, yeah. I just mean that when we were watching this season, I felt like she was just so basic, but this she actually felt like she had somewhat, it's like more control of her body.
Mm-hmm.
And more of a presence, because then Plane gets up and does her number, and Plane just gives mediocre to me.
Yeah, she's like a, she kind of is deceiving. She's very like, she moves very fluidly, so you think that she's maybe about to do something like dancey, but she never really does it, because I think she's just like a mover. Like, she just kind of like crawls around the stage and looks sexy, but doesn't actually like do much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the song is Bodysuit, and then she only does one bodysuit reveal. And I know that Michelle was trying to be nice, but like, I've agreed with Michelle, like, you should have done like three body, like if it's going to be called bodysuit, it should have been like bodysuit, 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 or something.
Yeah. Or like if the bodysuit, if it was only one other bodysuit, maybe like you only, you slowly revealed one part of the next bodysuit. Like if it was like not just one bodysuit reveal, but maybe like the top revealed and then like revealed, and then maybe something popped out. Like if there was like a layer to it, or a progression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it would have been more effective. But when it was just like one pull apart thing, and then you're like, oh, I guess that, I guess we're done.
Yeah, I guess we're, oh, that was it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, Burger Finger, I don't get it.
I don't dislike the Burger Finger thing. It doesn't bother me, but I don't understand the longevity of it.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, they're still talking
like,
about
that
it.
Was like 3 months ago. I've slept since then. I don't really care about it like that. I don't think, but the problem is, especially with them filming this in August, is that she doesn't have a context for what was iconic or not.
Yeah. But even the judges, like, they're like, oh, Burger Finger. Like, they're still running with it. Like, it's the most hilarious thing ever.
I think they also think that it was going to kill. But I don't think it killed at all. Like, no one is going to be, like, putting Burger Finger on repeat.
Uh-uh. Hell no. Also, Plane's wigs are too flat.
It's just a lot of human hair.
Yeah, and that's, and like, I want to see just a bigger thing, because it just ends up looking like my hair.
So for those that don't know, human hair wigs are like harder to style, because you can't.
Yeah.
A lot of the queens wear like three wigs. I think people don't realize like the wigs they're wearing are usually multiple, like teased and glued together to make like a big, you know, like I'm trying to think of someone.
They're like architects.
That. Yeah, no, they are. But like Safira's like big, large wig that she had when she was performing was likely two or three, like all kind of pieced together to make something. But the human hair wigs, you have to be so careful. They're so expensive.
Yeah.
And you have to like take such good care of them, and like, but they don't have, you can do like little things. My understanding is you can like curl or straighten like you would do an actual, you know, hair, but you can't do like the teasing.
You
know, like, volume. That's my understanding of it.
And yeah.
I don't know. For me, like, I want just like drag. Like, I want it
big.
Even like Morphine, who does full like Womana, like, pussy fierce mama drag, like, she's still, there's a level of elevatedness to like the look a little bit.
You know, it's true. No, I'm right there with you. Plane's mom had a really sweet moment, though. I'm not gonna take that away. Plane's mom,
I like, yeah, her mom was cute. All the moms are really cute.
Yeah, no, that's always the best part.
I was obsessed with Safira's mom. I was like, can we just get you on the show?
Oh god, seriously, the two of them together, they could have like a little show. I don't know what the show could be, but like they're little stars together for sure.
Yeah, I love them.
We got for the lifetime, giving us lifetime award was Cassandra Peterson, aka Elvira. And I do love how much Rue loves Elvira. I do love that.
Yeah, Elvira is a drag queen. She really is like a female drag queen. She has this, and I thought it was fun that we didn't see her in her Elvira getup. She was Cassandra.
Agreed. I thought that was super cool.
And I don't think people understand her. I'm happy they gave some education on her being a part of the Groundlings. I don't think people knew that like her and Paul Rubens are like, were like besties. Like they are like, and when you think about it, Elvira is Pee-wee. Like it's a very similar.
Yeah. Right.
Like, character. Like they both
are
character actors who like found this like alter ego that connected with people and went with it. It's very similar to me.
No, I totally agree. Yeah. Sasha, who, queen, she performs a Megan Thee Stallion song. She, like, look, incredible. Yeah, but what? Did she not know the words?
No, I think she knew the words. She was like, I'm just going to kind of like, I feel like she like just performed at Mickey's WeHo and then like took an Uber over to the set and was like, I'll just do a quick tipping number and go home.
Like she was. Like just kind of standing there like, hey.
Like she can do nothing and you die, because she just embodies the song, but she didn't do anything. We were crying laughing watching, because we were like, she literally is like, her only thing was like, I'll just unzip my shirt and then zip it back up. And I was like, okay, work.
And then just kind of like walks around like,
didn't even do her like her hair toss. Yep. You know, she
didn't even do that.
Yeah, but you know what, we live. I love Sasha.
I think she's one of the most talented, and she was so kind, and oh god, she was an amazing presence on the show.
Can we talk about her step down look though? That was crazy. The earrings that were also her bra.
Incredible.
Her earrings were her bra. Like, and what is happening?
The way she was, yeah, that, no, it was so cool. So cool. Mm-hmm. All right, so we already went over the final number. You would have preferred Safira get it, right?
I thought she won that lip sync. I think if you were sitting there in person watching it, because the thing you have to,
that's a good point. The camera was showing us what they wanted to show us.
They cut it down first. When they perform these songs, they do the whole song. It's not trimmed down, and then the editors piece together a version of it. That makes good TV, which of course, like, why would you do anything different? Like, that's what it makes sense. But I think if you were there watching it, it was very even in terms of what they were doing.
You know what? That's a very good point. And actually, that makes me feel better because I love Safira so much. But you're right. They showed us what they wanted us to see. And we didn't get to see all of what Safira was doing.
Right. I think for their own reasons, wanted a Nymphia win. And she's deserving. She's amazing. But like, in my mind, Safira won the lip sync, to be honest with you. So,
okay, I like that theory because I agree now.
I love it. And so I can persuade anyone.
I agree now.
Also, like, Safira like paced the song. She got somewhere as it went on. And Nymphia just was like, I must do everything I can because this woman is an amazing lip syncer. So I'm just going to do it all at the top.
And you know what, now that you mention it, there was a point after Nymphia had done all of her tricks and all she had left was just herself performing.
Right.
Where she was just looking a little scattered and a little crazy up there.
Right. It was like, I'm going to do the splits again because that's all I can do, sort of.
Yeah, you're right. It did start to kind of look like desperate.
Yeah, it felt like a lip. It did. There's part. Nymphia was giving lip sync for your life, and Safira was giving lip sync for the crown to me. I think that's my overall critique. Like, Nymphia was like, what if I go home? But
she didn't settle into the performance.
Yeah, I want to feel safe with the lip sync, you know? Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel so safe with Safira. She's going to take care of me. Like,
no, you're that's exactly. That's how even Matt Rogers said that about her. He's like, when you're first coming towards me, when he was doing his
interview,
he's like, but then when you got here, I just felt like so safe and secure and like comforted. That is how Safira performs. I'm like, this is going to be easy and good. And I'm not nervous.
You're not worried she's going to like do a trick and it's going to go awry. Like, you just trust her choices.
Yeah, you do. You do trust her choices. I didn't get the vampire thing.
I need blood. If we're going to go vampire.
That's what I'm saying. I thought that was what was going to come next. I thought there was going to be like, it was going to be totally realized. Instead, it was just vampire teeth.
Right. Like, I thought she was going to like bite her like breast and like blood was going to come out.
Whoa.
Like, wouldn't that be amazing? If she
They should have contacted you because that's like, what it should have been. Blood.
And then, like, what if she had like a packet under her arm and she's like bit her arm and then just like blood started pouring all over her. Like, that's hot. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand the point of the teeth if it's not gonna like lead to like something.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. Like, the teeth were there. So I thought, oh, okay, she's gonna do some sort of like kind of horror bit, which is cool. But then she just revealed the dress and then was never followed through with anything. I almost wonder though if maybe you do know, because sometimes they tell them they can't do things. Like, they get there with a plan.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
So they were like, we can't do like blood and stuff and like all of that, maybe.
Yeah. But then my other thing is like, and I'm biased, but I thought the dress was unbelievably beautiful. And I was like, how the fuck is she going to lip sync in this? Because it's like massive. And so I thought the reveal to that was really nice. But like, that dress, the bodysuit underneath it, doesn't also give horror. Like, it doesn't give like vamp, you know? So yeah, the vampire thing, I think it just would have been fine without it.
Yeah. Could have just done it without it. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's possible that when she got there, they were like, we can't do whatever. And she had to like scratch some things.
Yeah.
God, nothing will ever be as bad as the butterflies, though.
No, that's the worst that's ever done.
That's
it.
The worst it's ever been.
Yeah.
The worst it's ever been. But that's why, like, Nymphia's balloon reveal, I was like, oh, balloons. That was smart.
Smart. Yeah. Helium. It will go. Yeah.
Like it, I think every reveal that happens, it's not like a live thing. We're like, now that's a way to do it. Okay. So you don't have to. Okay.
It's foolproof. But she should have. Why did she not wait until the chorus started to go open it and be like, padam, padam, I feel it. I know. Like, why? I don't know why she's opened it at the. Na, 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 na. It just doesn't make sense. That's not an
because she wanted to Vogue. She wanted to Vogue.
I know. I'm just like, there's a whole other verse she could have done that in, you know?
Totally. No, I do agree that like the morphine, the Saphira, it's that the performance element is understanding, like we can build to something. I'm right there with you. That's probably the musical theater in us, but it's like, I like the story being told. If you're gonna have a whole entire song to do, give it to us slowly.
Conserve your energy. Like, you can't put it all out on the top, you know,
because then you're literally just stuck on stage, because Nymphia was just stuck on stage just herself, like all of her tricks were gone, and then it's just the same thing over and over again, like running around. Well, oh well, in our mind, Saphira won. Then
I love Saphira.
I haven't checked like Twitter or anything to see what the feedback has been. Have you seen anything?
No, people are crazy about the show online. I should have to be honest with you.
The Drag Race fandom.
People are hella racist.
Oh, they are. Yeah, that's a good point.
It's just like, they always have something to say that's probably problematic about any queen that's not white. So,
oh, that's a good point. Well, now this was a tough one. They had a black queen and an Asian queen.
I know, but I'm very happy that we have another Asian winner under our belt. They've done a great job of showcasing how diverse the drag community is by having all these kind of winners of different backgrounds. I do love that.
Agreed.
I believe she's the first. No, I believe she's the first. The last Asian winner we had, I believe, was Raja.
No. What about,
am I missing
the makeup one? Trixie's friend. What's her name?
Kimchi didn't win.
No, she didn't win?
No.
Who won that year?
Bob won that.
Oh, that's right.
But I believe she is the first, the second Asian winner, but I mean like the first in a while to win, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good. The diversity is necessary, especially for drag. Like, if you're going to be Drag Race, you better show diversity.
Mm-hmm. Now, a show recommendation for everyone. Subscribe to WoW Presents Plus if you haven't already, because they have a lot of their international seasons there. A lot of the international seasons are kind of meh, but
oh really,
one of my like UK is very good always, but my partner Brian and I, we became deeply obsessed this past summer with Drag Race Philippines. It is so good.
Really?
High comedy, high drama, the looks are unbelievable. The queens are unreal. It is so good. I cannot stress enough.
This is the last season? The last season of it?
Both seasons. There's only two seasons.
Only two seasons. Okay. Yeah. Now, I've heard that the Drag Race UK this past season was good. Is that?
Yeah. Most of the UK seasons have been good.
Oh, okay. So, because I need a show to have on like in the background, and I'm out of shows. I need to do UK, I think.
First two UK seasons are very, very good.
Oh, really?
And yes, like compared to regular Drag Race level of good.
Really?
Seasons three and four kind of meh, but I really liked this past season, season five, a lot.
I love when the first couple seasons of a series are good. I love that.
Yeah, and Rue has a lot of fun with this girl. She really enjoys like Brits, it seems.
The bouncer.
Yeah, he loves the bouncer.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, okay, so perfect. Because I keep forgetting that I need to watch Drag Race UK, but now that you're giving the endorsement too, I'll believe it.
It's really great.
Because Tom is now my Drag Race expert.
I know. I watched it all. I've been watching the shit since it aired, like live.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I only came into it a few years ago. I never had cable or whatever when it was like on. So it's just like, oh, I didn't watch it. And everyone was always telling me that I reminded them of Michelle Visage. And yeah, I had no context for it. And so when I would say, I don't know who that is. They're like, why are you not watching Drag Race? I heard it for years. So finally,
talk like her.
I know. I hear it all the time. I've heard it. And now that I've watched it, I'm honored. Like when I saw who Michelle Visage was and I was like, okay, I'm actually honored to be compared to her. Cause I think I fucking love her.
Wait, are you from the Northeast? I can't remember.
Nope. You're from California. Born and raised Los Angeles. Yep.
I thought, but you have, there's something about the way you speak. You do have a, it's not, you don't sound like you're from Jersey, but you just sound like you're from like the Northeast, like suburbs somewhere.
People tell me that all the time.
Very direct. I think it's because you have a very you speak very matter of factly and directly.
And direct.
To me, that's not really how people from the West Coast speak.
Mm-hmm. There's no vocal fry in my voice.
There's no fry. Your speaking is very intentional, which is a very Northeast thing.
Yeah, no, that's I've got that my whole life.
Yeah,
like when I've got that from New Yorkers would be like, "Are you not from New York?" I'm just kind of used to that. But it's like I think it's like a theatery sound to my voice or something.
A little bit. I see that.
But I love Michelle Visage. So I binged it because at that point I had like 12 seasons to watch or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And the first season's hilarious of regular Drag Race because they have that hilarious filter on.
It's so crazy. But I still think it's great. I mean, it's wild.
Season two, incredible. All Stars 2, incredible. I've rewatched that shit so many times.
It's the best season. It's one of the best seasons of reality television ever.
I think I also, the season, the regular season with Trinity and Shea Coulee.
Season 9, I like that one a lot.
Season 9, I love that season. Love, love, love that season. Trinity is one of my favorite queens. Trinity's a mess. I love her.
Trinity K. Bonet?
Yeah, I don't love her lip syncs at all. I think her lip syncs are weird, but I just love her on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I like her a lot too. What are my favorites? My favorite is, my favorite seasons are like 4, 5, 6.
4, 5, 6. Who, can you remind me?
Sharon...
Okay, respect. Was that Fifi?
The season, yeah, Fifi is on 4. 5 is Jinx, 6 is Bianca.
Oh, 5 is Jinx. Ooh, that was a great season.
Season 5, I think, is the best season.
Oh, and I love Bianca too. Okay, I agree. I also
love Detox. Detox is my favorite.
Ooh, Detox, so good. Detox, so, so good. Oh, I'm going to just re-binge Drag Race now. I'm forgetting all these fun. I love Bianca. And I love Bianca and Adore. Loved their relationship together. Mm-hmm. I love that Adore clocked Bianca. Adore was like, okay, so she's
you're not like a rotted cunt.
Yeah, like you're actually like the sweetest person anyone could ever meet. And Bianca's like, don't tell anybody. I'll never get over. Bianca will always work for me. That's a bit that will never, ever stop working for me. Period. End of story. Yeah. Just like Raja, I'll never not love Raja.
She's also, if I had a, I always said a couple of years ago when I was like, if I ever was a drag queen, my dream drag parents would be Raja and Bianca because like, I want to be like funny and like kind of just like savage, but also in fashion.
Raja's drag is breathtaking. It's otherworldly.
Unparalleled.
You know, I rewatched that damn Snatch Game from the All-Stars, All-Winners.
So funny.
Time.
So good. Well, that's another one of the best of all time seasons, I think.
Oh, my God. That season was such a gift to us, you know, and it was so smart of them to go, we're not going to eliminate them because it is such a pain in the ass for them to get all their stuff together, get here, and then they're gone. So we're just going to vote on the people who get to the end kind of a deal. Like, that was the right structuring for a cast of all winners, yeah, I thought. Agreed. They clearly were vying for Jinx to get the crown, though. Like, I could tell.
Yeah, she's honestly one of the best to do it. So I don't really, it's not like she's not.
I don't mind.
It's not like, it didn't feel rigged in a way that you were upset.
Yeah, because you're like, it is Jinx has the talent.
She's just like, she is unbelievable.
God, that, her Judy Garland, like, no one else can ever do Judy because Jinx, Jinx, that was just, Rue was dying. I was crying, like tears. Even Michelle Visage, like, oh, I cannot get over that Snatch Game. That Snatch Game was absolutely incredible. I'm going to rewatch that All-Star, All-Winner season, actually.
It's amazing. I haven't done a rewatch of that. I should.
I know, because it was solid from start to finish because it was just all talent.
No, I know. It was stacked.
Stacked, baby. All right, well, I think we did it. I think we talked all the drag we can, honey.
We did.
You're the best, Tom. Thank you so much for imparting all of your wisdom on us.
Yeah, of course.
Do you want to tell the people where they can find you, follow you, listen to you?
Totally. You can follow me at The Tom Hamlet on Instagram. I host the podcast Dumpster Dive. We talk about old school reality, current reality, and we have some exciting, fun new content that we're launching in May. So keep your eyes on socials and make sure to subscribe to the podcast on all platforms.
Ooh, their coverage of old shows is absolutely amazing. If you need some nostalgia, go there.
Yes, and we have some fun nostalgia recaps that are coming your way soon. So,
oh, good plug, good tease. All right, guys, tune in. Okay, well, love you guys. Mean it. Thank you so much. And this is the last Saturday Live I'm going to be doing. So thank you for all the live crew that's been here, my like tight little crew. Thank you so much. Tom, thanks for being here for the last one.
Anytime.
All right, bye, everybody. Love you. Mean it. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to She's Speaking with Emily Haynes. This show is produced, hosted, and edited by me, Emily, and brought to you in partnership with Cloud 10 Media. If you are looking for bonus content, check out the Patreon. The link is in the description. To show some support, you can hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. Another free way to support the pod, please rate and/or review on whatever platform you listen. It's free, and it helps the algorithm or something. You can also head to buymeacoffee.com/shespeaks and buy me a coffee or two. Make sure you're following me on all social medias. I am She's Speaking with Emily Haynes across all platforms, Threads, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. That's it. Thank you guys. See you soon.